done been down so long. That nigga came up, nigga, read some of blood. Pack stay coming in the draft.
Yes, sir, man. We back in the building, man. It's about to get real fucking interesting. Thought for Narcissist Podcast, man. We here to talk that motherfucking talk, man. Niggas is in here feeling some type of way.
This nigga didn't put this poison in the
fucking
room.
We gotta listen to this shit.
Poison.
We gotta talk about this shit we just listened to, man. Shout out to my boy Rip G. Man, we gotta talk about this shit, man. Listen, it's off of Narcissist Podcast. It's your boy Outlaw Uop in the building. I got my co-host.
Hey, man, it's Rhetoric. We here.
Yes, sir. It's Joe.
Man, shout out to Rip G, man. Sharp Life, Heavy Metal. Go get that shit everywhere. Man, fuck with us, man. Thoughtful Narcissist, man. Like, follow, comment, subscribe. TTN Podcast, man. Check us out everywhere. We got to talk about some shit, man. It's a little rushed. I don't know, but we just listened to some fucking wild shit, all right? We're on this fucking Clubhouse app, the notorious Clubhouse app. First of all, Kevin Samuels, the dude who we talked about a few shows back, who basically, like,
we didn't know his name then.
Embarrassed this lady. You know, we played a clip of it.
She embarrassed herself.
Man, I'm glad Rhetoric wasn't on stage in this Clubhouse.
They would have kicked me off.
They would have demolished him. Listen, Kevin Samuels got on Clubhouse tonight, basically defended all the comments he said to the lady. They said it was like 1,500 people in there.
He got like 1,500 followers on his shit too now.
And these ladies are pissed. They're on here talking about why he's not a high-value man.
Multiple tables.
Now, I'm not here to discuss whether Kevin Samuels is a high-value man or not. But what I am here to discuss, and this is something that, some people are going to be really fucking pissed off about this. A lot of ladies.
Sorry.
I'm sorry. But what the fuck do you ladies think you are? Seriously.
Oh, we are going with that fucking jugular.
This is what I'm saying, bro. We over here, dog. Why? I don't understand.
We have to give more details on what we're talking about, because the listeners weren't there to listen to what we listened to. So,
bro, we listening to ladies literally ridicule fucking. Dog, they were just talking.
Gaslighting. It was disgusting.
Oh, my God. It was disgusting.
It was
vile. And I'm not saying all these ladies are like this, but the ladies that we just listened to in this club, I didn't even catch their name. Bro, it was disgusting.
Like, clearly, one of the things that I kept noticing that was one thing that they kept deviating from was the general points of his statement. One thing we got to understand, I didn't say this on the last show, is we're having a shallow conversation here. Okay?
Definitely.
Regardless of who's on either side, men or women in this conversation, we are having a shallow conversation. When we're talking about men and them being high value earners, you know what I'm saying, to be acceptable in the dating world, versus women having to look a certain way and present themselves a certain way and not have certain baggages and things
like
that.
So that's what I'm saying.
Like, but this is a shallow conversation.
They weren't saying just high value earners. They were just saying high value men.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess the earnings, of course, plays a part into it, but
a big part.
There are more things.
85%. But you're hearing these ladies make comments saying, "Oh, he's ashy and he's musty," and like
he works
saying,
at Foot Locker.
Like saying stupid shit.
We're
like,
saying that's what they want you to settle for, a guy who works at Foot Locker.
No, but I'm saying, like, talking about Kevin Samuels, yeah. Like y'all are calling this man names and talking about him about things that you wouldn't even know. You wouldn't know if he was fucking musty. You wouldn't know if he was over there ashy. The camera isn't even close enough to tell. Like,
it's not even that good of a camera.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's just like once the emotions get involved, we just start saying off the wall things. And the things that he was saying, and I said this on the show, the way he talked to that lady, I didn't like it. It was wrong. He shouldn't have talked to her like that. You know what I'm saying? It's better ways to get your point across to people than, you know, embarrassing them and, you know what I mean?
But she...
Talking to them crazy any kind of way.
Okay, I admit that. His tone was a little bit, you know what I'm saying, over the top with what he did in the tone department. But what he said was a response to the answer she gave.
So, I said I didn't agree with that. Let's get that in the air. But the shit he was saying wasn't that far off.
It wasn't far-fetched.
And this lady herself said she was a 5. From that point on, if I was him, I would have been a lot. I would have tread lightly with her anyway, because obviously this is a woman with self-esteem issues.
But he did say you can't say 7, so.
He said you can't say 7, so what? Say 8. I'd rather you say you more than what you are, because that just let me know, okay, you think highly of yourself. But there's nothing wrong with that. You have a high self-esteem. You have confidence.
No, that doesn't necessarily mean that, because you can be a delusional. I know a lot of niggas that are delusional.
Look, I ain't even going to lie.
Niggas don't matter.
See, that's the problem right there. We don't want to ever talk about how we as the guys are affected in these conversations. Because just think about this. Hypothetically, I don't want to get on that temporarily embarrassed millionaire type shit right here. But just think about this. More than likely as a guy, especially if you kind of stay on a straight and narrow, you do what you got to do, and you put yourself in positions where you can earn a high value money, even if it's a physical job or a job where you're working in a corporation, you can potentially get to a 6-figure position, especially being a black guy, where it'd be not a lot of you in the area. You know what I'm saying? They'll put you there just so they have the diversity and representation. We've seen it all the time in different corporations we've all worked for. So potentially to get to those aspects, it's not as hard, but it is it's a feasible way to get to. You know what I'm saying? So you also had to think about it when you get to this aspect through your grind, because most men, you're probably gonna get 100K when you're probably 35, 40, around that time in your life. What are you going to think about the women when you get to there and you've heard all this talk about being an earner and a 6-figure man and you have to be this much to do to date these kind of women? What do you think going to act like when you get there? You're going to act like your shit don't stink. These women plant the seeds for these men and then get mad when men sit here and they say, I got to get to this number. I got to get to this number. And when they get to it, they act like they the shit. What the fuck do you expect? Bitch has been telling me once I get here, I'm going to be the shit the whole time.
So now I'm the shit.
So yeah, I'm gonna act like it. You would.
I can see that.
Women act like it when they know they bad and they walk in the room. They know they got every man's attention. They act like this is shit. Why is it so bad when we feel good about ourselves? Why is it good when we treat ourselves a certain way? Why is it bad when we have a standard? Why do we get looked at as the bad people when we act the same way that women act? We both people?
I don't know about that.
When I say women act, y'all taking it totally different. When I say women act, I'm saying that if they're doing something, holding themselves to a certain standard and the type of men they want, why is it wrong for us to hold a certain type of standard and type of woman we want when we are those type of men?
And another thing.
That's what all I'm saying.
Women are quick to tell you you're not the caliber of man for the woman you want.
Yeah.
But it's wrong when a man tells a woman that. If a man tells a woman, "Oh, you're not that caliber of woman," he's just ain't shit.
That's all I'm saying. But let's be consistent, ladies.
A woman would be quick to tell a man, "You can't get her.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't that type of nah."
Even when you can. Generally, they tell you that because they don't want to make themselves feel bad. Because if you do get with this kind of woman, they feel like they're not on that caliber of woman.
So they don't want you to fuck with a higher caliber of woman than they feel like they are.
Because then they're going to feel like you shouldn't be, you might feel like you shouldn't be messing with them or being even in their life because you're not up to speed.
And we're not here to bash all these women. We know all the women aren't like Fred that. We're just talking about the women. Yeah.
I'm come to go at your inconsistencies.
Rhetoric hates women.
Stop saying that shit. That's not
you
true.
Hate women.
No,
he's
I don't.
Of women.
No,
he
I'm
wants
not.
To be a woman.
No, I don't. I don't want to be a transgender.
Or goddamn Caitlyn Jenner,
I ain't no Bruce.
Caleb Proctor, man.
I'm just, all I want to do is this, because if I was having the same conversation with the man, and he was saying the same crazy shit that these ladies were saying, I would call him out. I would tell him, you're not being consistent. How can you say, they're using the numbers to try to, the numbers are what's going on. Black men are going to jail at a high rate. Black men move different kind of ways. Black men don't make the kind of money that you want them to make all the time. So the ones who do, the ones who fit this square that you have created, are going to treat you a certain kind of way when you step to them.
And they're like, now I'm in this square. Y'all trying to get at me.
Yeah, you want me. Just like this one lady even said, these men have these options and they can't settle down. Huh? What are you fucking talking about? Have you been to an all-you-can-eat restaurant? Did you just get one thing? No, bitch, you tried the whole meal. I'm sorry. My mama told me stop using the word bitch. But, ma'am, you try the whole fucking shit. So why don't you keep doing that? Like, who wouldn't do that? Have you ever gone to an all-you-can-eat pizza place and only got one kind of pizza? No, you tried the pizza with all the crazy toppings on there. You did. Because you were there. You had the opportunity to do that. Like, why are women acting so nuts when... They create.
They do the same, and they do the exact same thing. Yes. They know that a lot of men want them, even men who are not in their caliber. Bruh, and we
see what men with money do with women that are high caliber. I can't tell you how many rappers have tried to get Lori Harvey. You know what I'm saying?
How many rappers have had?
But they probably have. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's a reason why they
potentially.
All. Yeah, there's a reason why they want this woman. She's a high caliber woman.
Okay, clean up.
You know what I'm saying?
Clean up crew on duty.
I'm just saying.
She is a very attractive, high caliber, probably is lit as fuck.
At all.
There's nothing wrong with her dating multiple guys.
I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
She wants to do that.
She
is bad. What I'm saying is, she's not going to stoop down to a lower caliber.
I would not expect Lower Harvey to be anywhere near me.
Hell no.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
I wouldn't even waste my time.
It's a problem with that.
To waste her time.
For men. What really disturbed me, the most disturbing thing I think about this was the fact of, like, I look at myself as a potential, not a potential, a on track to be six-figure earner. You know what I mean?
Flexing. But, hey, 100K ain't 500K,
bro.
I'm
on track. I understand that. I was one of the, when we spoke about earnings before, I brought that up, that just because you're making six figures, you could be making $800,000 and be making six figures, and you're making $800,000 a year, and I'm making $200,000, nigga. We ain't in the same tax bracket, but we making six figures. You know what I'm saying? Just like a nigga making $90,000 a year and a nigga making $30,000 a year. Yeah, but we ain't in the same bracket. You know what I'm saying? That's just different. You making 30, nigga, I'm making 90. You feel me? So I was the first one to point that out. But as I'm saying, me being an on-track six-figure earner, it's like, okay, I mean, I have someone, you know, I'm interested in, but just if I was out in the market, I'm looking like, hold on a minute. This is what the fuck? This is what y'all think? This is how y'all act?
This is how y'all act.
Like, this is what y'all think.
The speech done changed.
Like, this is what y'all do. This is how y'all think. Like, and I wish we could talk to these women. Like, do y'all think y'all are caliber of a six-figure?
But they all think they are.
That's what I'm saying.
They all think they are.
So where is the line drawn?
That's what I'm saying. Like, if there's a box for us to be able to have to date, then there logically has to be a box for y'all to have to date. Like if you're making us jump through hoops, there's going to be hoops for you. Unless you're going to try to value men by other means than just how much money is in their pocket. I'm sorry, ma'am. What can I tell you? That's the only thing that it just baffles me. Like, you want these things from a man. There's literally list documents, census. We do a census every year that shows you that there's more black women than black men. We do a census every year that has earnings that show you that the legal male earners that make that kind of money, that pool isn't that big. So you're either going to be their side bitch, their side lady, or you're just
side chick,
or not gonna get one at all. You're gonna have to get the nigga at Target, but he's a nice guy.
And that's what I'm saying. We gotta stop just equating money to this
he's
shit,
a nice
dog.
Guy.
Niggas are good people. Just because this nigga work at Target, that don't mean he a fucked up person. That nigga might be the most caring person. Give you his last.
I'm telling you.
You know what I'm saying?
He might steal something from Target and bring it home to you. You know what I'm saying?
That's risking his fucking job
for you. Tabs.
What about a blender?
I'm telling you.
The weighted blanket.
Yeah. You know what kind of irons they got there?
All the shit you like.
Air fryer. They love the air fryers now.
You ain't even want an air fryer.
Honestly, I feel like, though, if I were to ever get married, if I were to ever get married, she can't have an air fryer.
I don't.
She can't have an air fryer. That's cheating.
She can't have an air fryer.
No, that's cheating.
Nigga, I come with you an gotta, air fryer.
No, you know.
Air fryer my PlayStation. Dude, that's how you know I'm here to stay.
But
I'm
you got an air fryer, you don't need a wife.
They're like, girl, this nigga that came over here with an air fryer to play. He bring no clothes.
Bitch, that's how you know, because I'm leaving, I'm here too. I'm coming back, but you know, they want me.
You can put a whole steak in
the air. That's like pissing on the fire hydrant. That's like pissing nuts on the tree right there. When you come over here and plug it, PlayStation in and put your air fryer on the counter.
Going man, crazy.
Talking about my PlayStation 5.
Going crazy.
I can't wait.
Then you got to unplug a lamp and plug your cell phone charger in.
Shit.
Now you know you in this bitch.
Shit, from the other show, I got my gaming goddamn PC with me, goddamn. I'm the hot dog goddamn.
I got the PS5 GTA mod.
Boy, what? That's how you know I'm here.
I'm finna be on this bitch and goddamn Young Thug and shit.
Bruh, you can do that shit though, for real.
Yeah, whacking niggas. Facts.
All right, man, so let's wrap this shit up about this, man. Like, overall... Like, women, y'all can't tell us we gaslight y'all and then have a whole forum where y'all gaslight us and then kick a nigga out the group when he says something y'all post. That shit was so lame.
I don't like the way they fucking control
the group. And he didn't even get wild with them.
Yeah, he didn't. He just didn't agree with them.
Bro, he said, this is for...
he was respectful.
Yeah.
That's what they said. You're respectful, man. We advise you to not listen to him ever again. He's just going to pollute your mind.
I wish women would just be honest with us and stop saying things like, this is the way things should be, and no, this is the way you want them to be, because it's going to make you feel better. And then I can respect that, because then I can just say no.
But I mean...
But don't tell me this is how the things are supposed to be, and the way that you see the world is supposed to be how it's supposed to run. No, it's not. It's not. It's not supposed to do that. I'm sorry. This is the world. The way the world works is the way the people with the power to have it make it work. So if you have the accolades or the finances to acquire the people that you want around you, then yeah, you get to be selective and stingy. Unless you're going to be an advocate for everyone to be equal in that regard, then no, this is capitalism. This is a byproduct of it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And this is unfortunately the sick shit that is. And it's funny because you have a lot of these women who are spewing feminist rhetoric, but then in turn don't want to take on the other part that come with that. You know what I'm saying? The other responsibilities that come with being an individual. You know what I'm saying? Because
you're picking and
when
choosing.
You want, just remember, when you want the right to vote, that also means you got to get taxed. You know what I'm saying? So those things don't come mutually exclusive to each other. So it's just, man, when we have these conversations, we can't have these echo chambers that we only feed the narratives that we want to hear. That's why we be trying to get more people on our show, because we just a bunch of niggas talking.
All right.
We want to have more women on the convo to be able to integrate and bounce off stuff and be able to cut us down when we on some bullshit.
So we can come with a better understanding.
That's the only way we can learn and grow.
We also want to give other people better understandings as well.
Yeah, and that's the only way you can have conversation is to listen to somebody who's saying something that you don't want to hear. And you can't just kick them and say you need to go to the fucking audience because you're not agreeing with the group.
Yeah, you need to.
That's literally what they told him.
First thing was said, you're out here with a bunch of black women, and I don't think you understand what we're trying to say because you're agreeing with him. And then I'm like, no, it's just a broke clock is right twice a day ass shit. Like, come on.
Yeah,
like, bro, you're like you said, bro. You're just mad because I'm not fully agreeing with you, and that's bullshit. So if you don't want to goddamn get cut off, if you don't want to get sent to the audience for not agreeing with the host, moderators, whatever.
The green dots.
Fuck with a thoughtful narcissist, man. You can voice your opinion.
We ain't kicking you out.
We ain't kicking you out. We might cuss you out.
We might not even cuss you out.
Might not even cuss you out. Might just gonna laugh at you.
Yeah.
For
that's what we've done in the past.
We gonna fuck with you though.
If we don't do nothing else, we gonna laugh.
We gonna laugh at you, man. There ain't no hard feelings.
But we gotta get into Lizzo, man, cause she can't win for losing.
Oh, she can't.
Man, I feel bad for little Lizzo.
What she done did?
She trying to do a little cleanse. You know what I'm saying? She trying to be little Lizzo. She just did a little diet cleanse, and then the whole, you know, women who support the big being big movement just couldn't stand that shit.
Oh, they was attacking her?
Yeah.
The big women?
Yeah, because that's the thing. When you start doing, like, they got on Adele for that shit. Remember when we talked about Adele?
Want to be
healthy? When she lost weight, a lot of women were mad because they're saying that she's trying to reinforce this diet culture. No cap.
We are on the way out of here.
Like, they're basically saying that Because that happens a lot where women, it happened with Jennifer Hudson, Monique, where they were women who came in and they were of a heavier set. And then after their big break and they had a big run, they lose a lot of weight and they get promoted as, oh, look at all this weight she lost. Look how healthy she is now. She's not that big, horrible person she was at first, which I understand we should not be promoting that. Fat people are not bad people.
Some people say that?
Yeah, bro. It's a lot of talk that goes into
bad
that.
Bad people?
Yeah,
like,
people act
like I don't want to bring my kids around you bad?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
People, there is a lot of, in a lot of the health communities, there's a lot of stuff like this. We've heard people when they said things about Lizzo, where it's like, oh, why do they promote her like that? Because she's so unhealthy. Like, she can't be on TV and stuff like that. Or, like,
yeah, but just, that's
plus
just
models.
People out there like that, bro.
I mean, these are people in the media. These are people
I know,
who are,
I know what you're saying, but I'm saying, like, that's real life, man.
Yeah, so, I mean, I think it's fucked up for her because at the end of the day,
nobody's ever going to be fucking happy. You're
she should be.
Do
oh, yeah, no, but true.
I mean,
but she should be healthy.
In her case, that's fucked up, though. Because I know she was getting made fun of because she was big and going to places with her ass cheeks out and shit in the game front row.
That's what I'm saying. If she definitely trying to be healthy and she's trying to change, you know, do something to better herself, I don't
for
think she
herself.
Should be criticized.
Hey,
yeah, for
go
herself.
Go to those little weight loss threads in Twitter and actually go read through some of them. You'll see a lot of those conversations being had where they'll say things to the girl who's saying that, oh, I lost 120 pounds in a year or something like that, for when they're saying, oh, you're trying to make being fat bad and all this, like that. Those are literally conversations that'll be had.
But the shit ain't good either, though.
I mean, at the end of the day, you
Nobody
should be healthy.
Said it was bad, but is it healthy?
You should be healthy and be active. If you're big and healthy and active, there's nothing wrong with that. You know what I'm saying? If you get up, walk around, do stuff, you're not just being stagnant all the time and you're still a little bigger,
being
there's nothing
active.
Wrong with that. But if you're
being
just
unhealthy,
big
bad.
And sitting there and you're on, like we see on those people who are on those obese shows, of course, that's just the crazy left field version of it. But if you're not being active and not being healthy, it's an issue. If you're not able to walk around and you're like 35 years old because you're too big, like that's a problem.
Man, I'm trying to get past 60, bro. So I'm pretty sure everybody else is.
And 60 is young.
Yeah,
60 is fucking young.
Old.
People be checking out, boy.
Yeah.
That time.
Be checking out
that
in the 40s
be,
like
man,
a motherfucker.
What?
So you got to like think
Hell
about it like
no.
that. Especially with her, we don't know what kind of health complications she could be going through, and that it's important
that
she. Or
what could be in her family, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
It's all hereditary. It's a lot of hereditary shit involved.
You could be a bigger bone girl and still be active and healthy. You don't have to be a little twig to be healthy.
Yeah.
But you
sure.
should be active and doing things that you can. A juice cleanse? Come on. Like, that's just.
So it, I still can't even process that shit. So, big women. We're mad at her.
Not just, yeah. The
we're
big
mad
woman
at another big woman for trying to be more healthy.
Yeah. For doing a juice cleanse.
For trying to
promote diet culture is what the statement was said.
Diet culture?
Yeah, because it kind of goes into that.
I mean, we need to be on a diet. Nigga, this nigga ain't fat. He need to be on a diet. You too,
yeah,
nigga. Like,
diet
niggas,
is just,
like, we already. We, definitely.
I just
but, no, I wasn't saying it like, okay, yeah, it did probably come. I didn't
just,
mean it like that.
A diet
obviously
is just,
me, though.
Right.
A but a diet is everybody's on a
right.
diet, but it's a healthy
diet.
Because we all
eat. Yeah.
Eat. We all don't eat what we eating shit we really ain't supposed to be eating.
I'm telling you, I got to start eating some more fruit. Like, you know
for
what I'm saying?
For sure.
Yeah.
I've been eating greens and stuff, but I need to start eating more fruits and vegetables and shit, you know? Like, that's just important shit. Like, that should
it's
mean...
natural sweet yeah. sugars, natural sugars, that, shit your body need that you're not getting artificial bullshit with extra shit in it. You know
yeah.
what I mean? It's natural.
Hey, Lizzo, we know we done made some... We done threw some strays at you on the show, but hey, it's
nah,
all love
Lizzo,
over
it's
here.
It's all love. We fuck with you.
Hey yeah,
do whatever you gotta
that.
Do to get healthy, man. Fuck
don't
with that.
To
fuck
them
these
fat
other
hoes.
People.
Jesus Christ.
Fuck them. No, I mean, they're fat
the
hoes because... Ones. Yeah, they're fat hoes because they fucked up for even... You know, them.
No,
them.
I think something. Cause
yeah, for trying to be.
I've been thinking
fuck?
About something we've been talking about here. It's okay when we disrespect women doing bad shit. Just like we disrespect men doing bad shit. No, because I was feeling bad when I had called that girl who was making the comment about, you know, shooting at Meg, a bitch. I had called her that on the show. But you shot, you made a comment about murdering Meg. So I think I should have been able to say
somebody
that.
Said they'll murder Meg?
Remember the song,
girl.
Bussin' Back?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
she said,
that
yeah.
Shit.
So that's why I was like, you know what? I don't feel bad about calling her out her name because she said she was going to shoot me.
Her homegirl.
Yeah, so she ain't got her ex home. We need to make it a thing where if you're doing something bad, like talking about Lizzo,
call a spade a spade.
You're gonna be a fat hoe if you're talking about Lizzo being healthy. So
only the fat hoes that was talking about her though, not all,
not the other fat hoes,
or bigger women.
just jokes. Yeah, y'all ain't fat hoes.
But leave Lizzo alone. Let her.
Even worse when you say.
Let her use her diet
y'all
juice.
Y'all ain't. They ain't.
Her low sugar orange juice.
Hey, man, we love everybody, man.
For sure. For sure.
Hope y'all love us. Moral of the story, man. Ladies.
Love Lizzo.
Love Lizzo. Fat hoes, stop hating.
Jesus Christ.
Stop hating hoes.
We already identify who the fat hoes is.
Hold on. We got to talk about one more thing, man, because this is something that I think is also really important. There was 330 Nigerian boys that have been kidnapped.
Speak on this,
by the Boko Haram, I believe that's.
Boko Haram is like a fucking.
That's like
Nigerian
the Al-Qaeda. Yeah, that's like the Al-Qaeda
organization
in Nigeria.
That's been ravaging the country for years.
And no one's really been talking about boys being kidnapped.
Years ago, they kidnapped a bunch of girls.
Yeah, and that was everywhere, though.
Bring back the girls, and now they went and kidnapped boys, man. So.
But it's been very silent.
We got to talk about this, man. You know that men are the future of the society, of the civilization. We got to protect our young black boys, man. Our young African, especially Nigerian.
Those
man.
Are your
I'm
brothers.
Nigerian. Those are my little brothers, my little nephews, my little cousins. And
your kinfolk.
Those are my people, man. We need to do whatever we can do, man. I'm going to look into some things and see, you know, how I can contribute and, you know, other people just... You know,
they took
them
from a school,
man. Yeah, that's where they took the girls from, man.
That's nuts.
That's what they do, man. These kids just out here trying to get
in. They gonna try to turn them into soldiers and shit.
They gonna do all kind of crazy shit to them, man.
Man, that's nuts,
man. A lot of those kids have already been killed, man.
That's disgusting, man.
It's terrible, man. I don't know what type of people could do this. Sick people, man. They're everywhere.
I just wish this. I don't understand why this isn't getting the same amount of push though, because this is almost the exact same thing that happened. And like it took
boys,
me.
Boys, that's why.
You think so? Because I honestly, I was really just looking. Like when I saw it, it was like at the back page of something, underneath a post that didn't even have what it was going on. It just said Nigeria, and I just clicked on it just because I'm always just checking to see what's going on, especially after the SARS shit. And it was talking about 300 boys. 300. That's like it was. How many girls was it? It was like 20 girls, right?
No,
it was like 100 girls, right?
It was more than that.
It was like 100 girls. Man, that shit just nuts, man. And it's just crazy. We talk about fighting terror around the world. I don't ever remember sending troops to fight any terrorists over there.
Nah.
Is there no natural resources in Nigeria over there? No,
yeah,
nothing we can exploit.
Actually, a lot.
I mean, like any. There's no oil though.
There's a lot of resources over there.
I'm just wondering.
I'm probably telling motherfuckers, nah, we don't want your help. We'll figure it out.
I'm just wondering because
Nigeria been
having
civil war for fucking decades, man. That shit ain't nothing new. It's just new days.
New leaders.
Same shit.
Shit's crazy, man. So, hey, man, hopefully those boys get brought home. I don't want to see none of them become, you know, turn into extremists and hurt people around them that they care about. So, because that's shit that it turns into. You end up killing your own cousins doing that shit.
It's crazy.
In a civil war, so.
It's very fucked up, man.
Hopefully, you know, we're able to do the right thing and assist if at all possible in that location. But, we got to finish up at one more place, man. We got to take some shots at the white boy, man. You know, they always want to put our negative shit in the spotlight. So we got to put their shit out there too, man. Shia LaBeouf, he has been accused of domestic violence to a very prominent woman of color, FKA Twigs. She's been a pretty popular artist.
I've been hearing people say her name, but I don't know who she is.
She's a pretty popular artist. She has a couple little songs here and there. She's been part of different little PR and media campaigns and shit. So she's pretty well known in that kind of like upper echelon Hollywood community. And she was dating Shia LaBeouf, and then there was a lot of reports of her just being in an abusive relationship. He was doing a lot of not only emotional stuff, but physical stuff. I think he did something to her dog. Was one of the accusations where he hurt her animal. He hurt her multiple times in front of the help, like the maid and all that stuff like that. It was just, oh, that's not the right word. My bad.
No.
But like, I to me, I kind of, it kind of goes into that Johnny Depp conversation. I don't know if y'all remember what happened with Johnny Depp and Amber Heard, where a lot of they had some abusive allegations, but it turned out that she was instigating a lot of situations as well. Mm-hmm. But in this situation, man, it just looked bad, man. Shia LaBeouf is a wild boy. And, like, this is not the first time, I don't know, what was that movie where they were doing moonshine, they were selling moonshine? I heard he was really crazy on that movie, too.
Lawless,
yeah. I heard he was really, really doing some wild shit on that movie, too. Like,
on the set.
Mm-hmm, on set. So, I mean, to me, when I heard about it, it didn't surprise me.
Shia LaBeouf.
It just didn't surprise me just with his track record, his history of just being a crazed creative. And I just wish the best for her, man. I'm glad she's out of that situation. I hope she can get...
look crazy.
He do, right? He
even
looks,
on fucking even Stevens. He was looking a little squirrely.
He was wild, though. That shit was just tough. But like I said, anytime we hear news like that, we got to make sure we put it to the forefront, especially when it's a woman of color. You know what I'm saying? We got to make sure that we support her and be behind her, because can't let these white boys hit on our half women. Real talk.
Half women?
She's half black.
But that, so she's half women?
Half our women. You know what I'm saying?
You can't clean that one up.
You can't clean that.
A little bit of spillage. Sorry.
Okay, so we got to definitely have to discuss why this nigga Post Malone look like he does meth.
Because he does meth.
Probably does.
Do you think so?
Pretty much know so.
Oh, man. He does like... He's just on the crystal heavy. Like, that's why it's just nuts.
I don't know about Post Malone.
Post Malone, like, ever since White Iverson, man, he just is on fucking off the deep end.
And his music, to me, is not that good.
It's actually been pretty decent, though. I'm not gonna lie.
I don't know. Maybe that's just not me.
It's just not
motherfuckers love Post Malone.
But I don't see it.
He stayed with one in the clip, though.
I mean, he has some nice features and...
But he gets a lot of people on his songs too, bro. This nigga's purposely going bald.
That's like that Travis Scott effect, I think.
He looks like Trevor from Grand Theft Auto.
If he was like 26.
Yeah.
All right, so we know Rhetoric has another man crush on.
What?
Another one on Posty?
Ugh.
On Post.
He likes Lenny Kravitz and Post Malone.
Oh, Lynn, eh? Where I tell you guys,
I can't believe y'all
stamp.
Even just put Post Malone in that kind of conversation.
Rhetoric got a trap stamp.
Like, I couldn't even imagine that. Even no way, man. You guys got to relax, man.
Lynn.
If it's Lynn, I'm talking about the one from Girlfriends.
That boy got Lynn on the small of his back.
That's the one from Girlfriends. If I
say Linster.
Lynn.
That was the love of my life growing up.
Lynn. Should say Crab.
Fuck y'all. Let's wrap this shit up, man. Let's go fucking home.
Crab. All right, man. We're going to wrap this shit up.
That's the name of the photo album with all that nigga pictures.
Crab.
Shirt off.
Man.
And his low-rise jeans.
Lee Dungarees.
Oh my God.
Hey, man, give him a fucking monologue and let's get out of here.
Listen, that's crazy.
Listen, people, especially these ladies. And we're not talking to all the ladies, but.
Just the clubhouseians.
Yeah, when y'all are out here doing these little groups and these tables and rooms and you're talking your talk, man, try to be a little more open. That's all we ask. Don't just kick these guys out because they don't, because. We wouldn't do that to y'all.
If we did, we'd be accused of silencing a black woman.
We wouldn't do that. We protect our black women, even the ones that are half black.
Most definitely.
So, ladies, just be a little more courteous, man.
Please.
Appreciate everybody tuning in to the show. The Awful Narcissist Podcast, you already know. TTNP everywhere. TTN Podcast everywhere, Shout out to Rip G, Heavy Metal, Rockstar. Everything crazy. Everything stupid. 7 years, say the earth. Take care of yourself. Take care of others. We out.
Down on like a yacht, like a play. I don't really love these bitches, cause the feelings always get up in the way. Get up in the way. I just wanna hit her from the back, get the top, then send her on the way. Wait. Got a couple grand in the safe. Turn away for a new case. Fill it low with the money, cause
forgiving, not loyalty. Nowadays it's real. Had some love for some niggas, gave out to those niggas. Don't stupid fool call themselves. Fell in love with some bitches, had love for some bitches. I turn my back, they never dealt. I'm all about